media, and you can do that right now by making your pledge, joining the X-Ray community, donating online today at xray.fm/donate, or calling 503-233-X-RAY. That's 503-233-9729.
You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 107.1 and 91.1 FM, and on the Oregon coast in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online and on demand, xray.fm. Heard Ellen McElwine with the song All to You off the 1972 album We the People. I'm DJ Lazy Bones. I'm here with Chase and my nephews in town. And I've got a very special... Well, air horns for Devin. This is Pop Flowers and Weeds playing Indian Vintage, Cosmic Country, Americana, Folk, Rock and Roll. Every Thursday, 2 to 3, we've got a ton of new releases. Oh, actually, today we don't have a ton of new releases. Today we have a special guest DJ, and she not only curated the show amazingly, but she has a show here in Portland and just had a record come out. Got Trinity Jane on here with me. Hello.
Hi, Ash. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you're a singer-songwriter based right here in Portland, and now you're a DJ.
This is my dream come true, to be so honest.
I'm so glad. When you said that, I was like, all right, this is going to be perfect. Your album, Wishbone, your debut album, just came out not too long ago.
March 1st.
And then you have an album release show on April 26th. That's this Sunday at Mississippi.
Yep. Yep.
That's exciting.
I'm so excited. I mean, the lineup is awesome. It's all femme leading front front women, if you will.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
Brenna Bruce is coming down from Seattle. Essie and the Hum, a local up and coming rock and awesome Portland band, one of my best friends leads that band, is going to be the middle act. And then, yeah, me and my band, I think it's a 7 or 8 piece we're playing in.
Amazing.
Which I've never done before in my life. It's kind of a lot of people on one stage.
Have you guys been practicing?
We have been. My band was on tour for a little bit with a different group in this winter. So I've been practicing on my own and doing some solo gigs. But we've gotten together, and today we actually, I just left band practice to come here, and it sounded awesome. Amazing. I'm really excited.
That's a big, I mean, in tons of different instruments, they all hold such a place, like, and a necessary part of, you know.
Yeah, it's all, then, you know, there's an arrangement, there's a place for everybody. And I think the big thing too is I was really nervous, you know, because I've never practiced with that many people or played with that many people. I'm very new to this whole music thing, but the chemistry, I think that's a really big thing.
Yeah.
Specifically playing with people, just like any relationship, is if you have good chemistry with the people that you're creating with, you will find a pocket to make everything work out.
Yeah.
You know,
I like the one on, you know, acoustic stripped down sets, and then I love to see full bands.
Yeah, it's cool to see it go from this to that.
Yeah. And know? Live music holds such an important, like, part of culture.
Yeah.
And also, like, community, you know, like, since day one, we've been making music with weird things.
Yeah. We were just talking about this, like, you know, I found most of my friends here in Portland, some of, like, my greatest friends through the music community. Like, my bassist, Karenna, she has been with me since my band was, like, I played bass. I was, like, Sting for a second. my old guitarist was, like, we need a bassist, so you're going to pick up a bass. I could barely play guitar, mind you. And I picked one, like, a little mini bass, like a Fender Mustang or whatever. And when I was like, I can't do this forever, this is awful, this is the worst thing I've ever tried to do. And yeah, Karenna popped in, and she is the glue that's just been, you know, everybody else in my band has come and gone, and she's stayed around. So
every time any artist picks up, like, a guitar, I'm just, or any instrument, I'm in awe.
It's, like, hard.
It's crazy.
I'm definitely not a top tier guitar player, like, especially when it comes with nerves and everything too. I'm like, I swear I practiced this at home and it went really well. And then I get up there, or I, like, get together with a band. I'm like, guys, I swear.
The anxiety, okay. I could never. Where do I put my fingers?
I don't know. I look most of the time. I'm like, well, you know, I'm not going to be gorgeous standing up here, but you're going to get a performance, and that's all that matters.
That's kind of true.
Yeah, you got to pick one or the other.
We watched, like, a punk documentary at one of the theaters here. What was it called?
It's called The Decline of Western Civilization. It's
kind what? Of a That's such a good name for a punk documentary.
Yeah, it's a kind of a classic expose on, like, L.A. hardcore punk.
Who was in it?
The Germs, like Black Flag, Circle Jerks, that kind of stuff.
Cool. Yeah.
None of them knew how to play anything.
What?
Literally, all of those bands, they were like, I don't know, we just go up there and make noise, and, like, you know, or maybe they don't even show up to shows. Like, the Germs, their manager was like, quit. It was at the documentary, she's, like, answering questions, and she was, like, frustrated with their behavior. And then, like, the next, like, 2 minutes later, it's like, she quit 3 days later.
Whoa. Yeah, I'd probably be a little frustrated, too. That's how I feel like my band is with me sometimes, when I'm like, I don't, well, this is a C chord with the capo on the 5th fret. And they're like, mm-hmm. So that's, like, A augmented, I don't know, you know? Here you are. I'm outing myself. I don't know music. I just know how to be an emotional little girl and write about it.
That's punk of you.
Thank you. Very punk, right?
Really,
punk. I say my feelings with my chest and turn it into song.
It's literally what all those punks were saying.
See, that's, you know, they don't know their way, but they're just going along with it.
There's been other, like, bands, you know, like the Sex Pistols and stuff, where it's like, did they even know how to play anything? I don't know. But it's the emotion that's behind it.
You know who is really a great musician was that Ellen McElwain. I discovered that song, All to You. My friend Zach, Zaxifo, he's in a band in New York City, and he's the lead guitarist, and he sent me that song and was like, you're gonna love this woman. And now that record,
that
The We the People, is my one of my favorite records front to back the entire way through. I had such a hard time picking which song to use of hers. She's an old slide guitarist from the 70s. So she, I think she's playing all that slide. Because I've seen a live video of her. She's nuts.
Like, see, I think I could do a slide. I think I could do something like that. Or
it's hard. Have you ever tried slide guitar?
No, but I have like a tremor in my hands, and I feel like that would really like work well.
You're like, it might aid to me. You know,
we've talked about that. I'm like, but my tremor would make this really good. But I was like, or the theremin, you know, like we just got a theremin to play with.
What is a theremin?
It's like an electronic instrument that was developed in like the early 1900s, and there's like a pole, and it's all based off of like your proximity to like the pole loudness.
Is it the thing that goes woo?
Yeah, it's that.
Okay, I feel like I saw that in not Scooby, no, like the old Mickey Mouse episodes or something, where it was like the ghosts.
Yeah,
or maybe I'm just thinking, I don't know,
the noise for sure.
Yes.
Woo! Lord Huron, in a few of their songs, they have the theremin. Whoa. And that's the first time I saw it, and I was like, I was at one of their shows and I watched the guy, and he, it's only one song that he does with it, and I was like, what is that and how do I get my hands on it?
I need a deep dive on Lord Huron now.
Yeah, it's from that album that was like Obama, on Obama's like favorite songs list.
Yes,
that
I know what you're talking about. I don't know the record title, but I know what you're talking about.
I can't remember either the song or the record, but it'll come to me. Before I forget, if you're just tuning in, it is our spring fun drive here at X-Ray, and we rely on listeners like you to keep this thing going. We're community focused, no algorithms, no AI, all human programmed and curated radio. I personally like to have local artists or artists that are coming through on my show, and I have them help me curate. That way they get that like expression. You guys can hear new music maybe. And yeah, so you can donate. You can donate to X-Ray's main donation page. If you go to the x-ray.fm, big blue button. You can also find my peer-to-peer page under the peer-to-peer page, blue button. And if you donate, I will send you, if you donate during my hour or to my peer-to-peer page, I'm going to send you one of my new stickers. They're really cute. You can check it out on my Instagram, wildflowersandweeds.xray. Yeah, you can also call our pledge line if you don't want to do it online. That's 503-233-9729, 503-233-xray. Yeah, so thank you for being here during our fun drive. It's always exciting to have like people on in this like, I don't know. It's an exciting time. We all like to pitch because we all like feel very obviously excited about X-Ray.
Yeah. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and like supporting live, like, you know, building a live radio station. And I think I grew up listening to the radio. I didn't have, you know, CD players or anything in the car. So you had to just listen to the radio. And I loved being able to be like, okay, I want to listen to this today. A lot of the time it was classical radio. That's sometimes fun, but it was always really cool whenever like my grandma would put on the alternative radio
or
the folk radio, and I was like, whoa, oh my gosh, Rumors is playing by Fleetwood Mac. It's just a different beast, and it really connects you back to music and the excitement of it all. So support your local radio stations, people.
I know the bigger stations have all this AI and algorithm focused, but like when you turn on community station, no matter where you're at in the country, you're gonna get like some weirdos playing some weird things.
You're gonna get some cool stuff.
You're gonna hear Wednesday.
I'm wearing a Wednesday shirt right now. I just saw their first night sold out at Rev Hall in Portland, and I love Wednesday so much. Elderberry Wine is like probably one of my favorite songs at the moment.
I know, I've played it a few weeks in a row
on nonstop.
I'm like, you know, people can't be upset about this.
No, it's really good. It's also their merch right now, to give you a depiction of what I'm wearing. It is like what Ash said, it's like what you drew in high school, like the bubble letters, and it says Wednesday in bright orange, and it's a Realtree camo shirt. I'm a big hunter. I'm like the sixth generation hunter actually in my family. And it's I'm really excited because I'm going to wear this hunting this season and hopefully get a photo of me out with my family and my Realtree camo.
The
Wednesday
orange
shirt
is also fitting for it.
Right? Like, so nobody will shoot me. Nobody, everybody will see me out there.
I know. We were talking a little bit about that. You grew up, we will get into your song next, but you grew up in Pennsylvania, the Appalachian Mountains.
Did.
And that's some hillbilly stuff up there sometimes.
It's some oh gosh, what does my dad like to call us? It's hillbilly. He calls us something else and I forget, and maybe it'll come to me. But, or maybe we were just talking about how somebody said I was a redneck, and maybe I think a guy I was seeing at the time, and I was like, no, we prefer the term hillbilly. And that's true, you know.
Yeah.
We are definitely some hillbilly folk, but I love where I came from. I'm so proud of being from Pennsylvania. It's such a beautiful, rural, lush, wonderful country. And I think that a lot of the values that I gathered from living on that land and then bringing it out here, I don't know, there's a simplicity. There's not as big scale mountains, or as, you know, I grew up snowboarding on ice and like Chunder, and then the mountains weren't like the biggest thing, but, and the rivers were so beautiful, but I don't know, you found a lot of, I was bored as a kid always romping around the woods, and I feel like now I have such big scale mountains and oceans to like play around in, and it's really nice to remember like back to the basics and like the simplicity of Pennsylvania.
I don't know if I delivered that correctly.
I'm like,
no, what? I feel like your music really captures it too. You have like, I mean, it's very like whimsical. And I feel nature when I'm listening to it. I mean, a lot of them reference nature, but...
Yeah, I would say that's most of my music is for sure a painting, a picture of... I'm very big in the outdoor world. I snowboard, I fish, I fly fish, I hunt, as I said, backpack. Those are just all parts of my life I grew up doing since I was a child. And I did not foresee writing music in the scale that I'm writing it right now, and I can tell you that the elements heavily plays into all of my writing. I mean, even when I write a line like, oh my, like I wrote something about like seeing him at the grocery store, like him like waiting for you in like the grocery store, and but then the next thing is like the sun, right? There's always like this duality of like taking it. I don't know why I always do that pan, but I think just because of the nature of who I am, and I'm always outside, and I draw most of my energy from being outside and
I get that
living my life outdoors.
I feel that in this album.
Thank you.
I listened to it while I was gardening, and I too was like an outside kid. My mom was like, stay outside till it's dark.
Yep.
And
don't come home till the street lights are on.
We grew up bareback riding like in the foothills of Arizona because my best friend's mom didn't want to put the saddles on.
That's so cool, though. I almost said a bad word. I caught myself.
Now you're a real DJ.
I can be on air. I'm trained, PR trained.
I feel like, yeah. I know, our little PR training at the beginning, you mastered it.
Thank you. Thank you.
I wanted to get into playing. The first song we have is playing Fetch.
Woo!
Do you want to tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, I do. This song I wrote in Alaska. I was staying in Palmer, Alaska. My parents were living up there for a minute. So talk about the elemental palette again.
Right.
Back in the end of 2023, going into 2024, I was on a fishing trip up there, and I was playing fetch with my dog, Junie. Junie Beans is my dad's dog. She's a Dutch Shepherd. And I was going through my first heartbreak, and everybody was telling me to let it go, you know? And I think this song, I like to say, is written about a dog, but it has nothing to do with a dog in a certain way. I think me, particularly as a woman that strives to do her best and be her best at everything I do and excel, there's a level of, I never want to be perfect, but we try and keep on this good face constantly and, you know, keep yourself together. Don't be too emotional.
Yeah.
Let it go. Like, it's not a big deal. Don't feel that way. Do this, be that. And
especially as women.
Yeah, I think this is about kind of like the perfectionism of women and the form of a song about a dog.
I love that.
If that makes sense.
I love that. Here's Playing Fetch. This is off Wishbone, the debut album for Trinity Jane, available everywhere.
Thank you. wish I listened like a dog. You say to let it go, but I stay hanging on. Bite my tongue off clean, make a bloody scene. This is me treating myself. Young body's feeling worn, but it'll go another round if I will it so. I haven't lost all control. To sink your teeth in, playing fetch. Give me a recess to learn to love myself again. Playing fetch. And the abuse is getting old. I've grown restless in my bed. Draw my breath in, my heart's kicking, and I'm back in my body again. I'm barking at my friends, they say I've been doing it over and over again. So sink your teeth in, playing fetch. Give me a recess to learn to love myself again. Playing fetch. Playing fetch. Playing fetch.
mama.
Just heard the classic Magic Man off their 1976 album Dreamboat Annie, and right before that was Wisteria by Trinity Jane off her debut album Wishbone, just came out last month. This is Wildflowers and Weeds here on X-Ray FM. I'm DJ Lazy Bones. I'm here with Chase, and now I'm here with JBJ and my nephews on my side of the glass, and on the other side we have Trinity Jane with us. Thank you.
Hello.
Glad you're here,
dude. Glad we just listened to Heart.
I know.
Ugh.
JBJ wants to know, he does the show after mine. He wants to know if you've ever karaoke'd to that.
I have not, but now that you mention it.
It's going to be on your list.
It might be on my list. I don't do karaoke super often, but when I do, I usually pull all the stops.
Yeah, I've never done it.
You know.
It freaks me out. It gives me anxiety.
I'm a diva, I guess.
I love
underneath
that.
Underneath it all.
You, that's hidden. How you realized your calling of making music.
It's
so.
It's very hidden. I feel like the diva comes out when it's like other people's stuff like that. Like if it's karaoke, I'm like,
yeah.
Back up. I need some room to twirl.
Yeah, I love that.
You know?
Some Heart or some Fleetwood Mac.
I think the last, usually I do country. I think the last one oh no, the last karaoke song I did was a duet with my best friend Maddie. We went to 21st Ave Pub, I think, because I live over in the Northwest Side, and we closed down the place. There was nobody in there, and we were singing "You Better Shape Up," because oh, yeah. I need a man, and my heart is set on you.
Not many people can hit those Olivia Newton-John yeah, the one that I want. High notes, honey. You know?
Honey, the one that I want.
The one that I really want.
Have you ever been to the Southwester? No. It's like out on the coast.
I have heard of it. I've never been.
It's amazing. Kay. We're all big fans. But we watched Grease last time I was there on, like, they give you, there's like little TVs that you check out with VHS tapes.
So that
we, like,
is so cool.
We watched it on VHS, which... very grainy,
but I love
it's the vibe.
It is the vibe. Yeah. No, I get it. I grew up with VHS. Did you?
Yes.
Yeah.
And Chase was laughing the entire time because I knew every word, to even like the parts between the songs.
What was I forget her name. Rizzo.
Yeah, Rizzo.
Rizzo. Mm, I love her.
I hated her. Single. Yeah. When you were little.
When you were little, you hated her. But then when you grow up, you're it's, like, she's an I acquired taste.
I know. I feel the exact same
she's
way.
She's a
about
mature
her.
Acquired taste.
I loved the song that she sings about Sandra Dee.
Yes.
And her vibe there.
Yeah.
When she puts on the wig and that's, it's a vibe.
Yeah.
She really is the best. You, when you're a kid, you are so attracted to Olivia Newton-John's role in it.
Yep.
That the other ones don't matter as much.
Yeah.
And as you age, you then realize which one you really are.
Yeah, you then realize that, like, not everybody can be Olivia, you know?
True.
Like, you're just like, and sometimes I don't want to be that,
yeah.
You know?
There's got to be a little rebellion, and it's not just the leather suit.
And you're like, damn, I am Rizzo.
Yeah.
More than I am Olivia.
Exactly.
That's okay. It's good.
Growing up, my mom had that same hair, like, really curly, cute little... Tie, like
isn't that like the
vibe?
Eight that's oh you're talking about the pixie cut. I thought yeah. The Olivia you're talking like the
no.
The fro
the yeah Rizzo's hair
hair
curly,
yes
yeah.
Not Olivia's at the end
yeah
yes
and my mom was always been my like style icon of like her 80s vibe
yep
so the older I got the more I was like this is the character
see me. I thought you were talking about like the crazy big 80s hair
yeah.
I was like there is a picture of my grandmother Laurie she I think it was with the boys my dad and my uncle Kyle. And they're in, like, this family photo, very 80s, and, like, sitting next to her. And she's, like, in the back, and it's, like, massive poofy, huge, like, the mullet. Like, every woman had a mullet fro.
True.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is rad. Like, I kind of want that. But my hair doesn't do that. My hair is kind of...
Yeah, mine too.
It just stays
down. It
doesn't
hold very much.
No, I don't got volume in there. That's why my hairdresser's, like... When I walked in there, I think a few weeks ago, and I was like, I want bangs. She's like, every time you do this, it is kind of... hard to do Trinity because you just don't have volume
yeah
and I'm like well I will style them every day and here I am with little star clips in
yeah.
My hair are you holding them back
my hair doesn't hold any curls anything and I get that they had a lot of hairspray though like
Aquanet.
It must have been a nightmare to wake up from
I know but that's what women I don't know I feel like women in that time though were just like gotta be like your job was to, in some ways to be woman like wake up put on, paint the face,
yes.
Do the nails, do the hair. Like, not saying that was right, just saying it was.
It was,
It
yeah.
was like, let me be woman today. Must woman.
I am just not that person. I'm like, minimal makeup.
Same.
My hair is down. Maybe some sea salt, and then I go.
Here I am in my baggy pants
yeah.
and my big t-shirt. I probably look more like a boy than most of the boys I'm dating at the time because I'm like, what my friends like to call me is Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
My style icon is Adam Sandler. I will pull up to the function in big Nike shorts. I went to
Adidas
Goodwill
slides.
Yesterday and I saw these Michael Jordan shorts. They were puffy marshmallow or sandals, I meant, sorry. They were puffy sandals.
Yeah.
And they had like the X over your toes. And I put them on and I like turned to my friend. I was like, do you think these are like fire? Like hot? Like, are these awesome? And he was like, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't.
Were these made for me?
He's like, you know, they might be for you. Like, I think that's what he said. I was like, he was like, for you and your vibe? Yes.
Yes.
But like, no.
Yeah.
So it was just like, you do you.
I love that. There was a sign on the, like, years ago on Goodwill's like wall, like when you walk in and it was like find your favorite or find your perfect pair of jeans here, but like you really do find your perfect thing when you go to the store, like the thrift store.
Have you
like
ever
it comes to you?
Have you been to the MLK 6th Ave Goodwill?
Yes,
dude, that Goodwill is monstrously
we can't
awesome.
Find parking ever.
No,
but it is monstrous.
No, but it is awesome, and you will find everything you've ever wanted and actually way too much more than
totally.
That you know what I mean. I found like in my living room, I'm a huge horse girl, but I'm like a horse girl vicarious horse girl. So I grew up dirt poor, and one of my many jobs as a young adult was to work in horse farms, like usually independent horse farms. So I took care of a bunch of people's horses. And so now in my adult years, like my biggest goal in life is literally to own my own horse, be financially stable enough to own my own horse. And that's it. That's all I want out of life.
That's a tight job.
It's right. It was a really cool job as like a young kid. And I now, because I'm an undercover horse girl, you see the signs when you walk in my house.
Yeah.
And one of them is a huge pink pony framed over my TV. It's massive. And I found that at that Goodwill. The first time I went in there, I walked to the back section. It's huge. And I found it for $13. And I just like grabbed it, spun around, and was like, we are leaving now. Like, this is all I needed. And now I have a big pony.
And then you had to carry it home because it couldn't fit in your car.
Yes, basically, it's not that big, but I kind of wish it was.
Just walking down the street with this giant.
I wish it was just literally the whole wall.
Yeah. You know, that might happen for you someday.
I hope so.
I'll have to keep it in mind.
Put that energy out for me.
I'm putting it out there.
Thanks, Ash.
Well, you're here because you have a debut album, Wishbone.
I do.
And it just dropped.
Yes.
And you've got your show at Mississippi Studios. We should remind the people.
Yes.
This Sunday,
the 26th, 7 p.m. is doors.
And are you going to have vinyl or any like analog?
Yeah. So basically right now I'm an independent artist. So I am pressing vinyl. It's been a process just because I'm doing it. And this is my first rodeo of learning how to, one, figure out graphic design, put it all together. And the artwork, scanning it in, doing all that, attention to detail, right? And it all goes through me. Like, I don't have a manager. I don't have anybody else doing the thing. So it's been a hard process. But yes, long story short is I'm getting vinyl done. We are starting pressing this week. I got the test pressings right around my birthday this past week, and we got to listen to that. So that was really cool, and it sounded really good. So I'll have a pre-order for vinyl at the show.
Nice.
And hopefully we'll get that put up on the website as soon as they send me photos of like what the jackets are gonna look like, so that you can see what you're getting. But there will be merch also, all made independently by Ainsley Van Hook, great.
Nice.
Fiber Arts girly here in Portland. She helped me do the design and the graphic and everything, and we did some one-offs, like some hoodies, some like button down, so those will be there, and then hopefully some more stuff in the future.
Cute.
But it was just limited because independent artistry, man.
Yeah,
it's
that's
hard.
How it goes.
It's hard.
Most Portlanders get it though.
Yeah,
like,
they do get
everybody's
it.
Everybody's in a band and they're doing this. They're also trying their hardest to get
through.
But vinyl also adds in like a whole component of like heaviness.
Yeah.
Like, it's, loading in a band's already one thing. Loading in vinyl
is another thing.
Yeah.
It's another thing. And man, is it, it's like pricey, but it's so cool that, I mean, it's one of those things that's really awesome to have as an artist, though, and that it's also coming back. Like, vinyl is so back.
Yeah.
Which is really awesome, because I was talking to my dad about it, and he was like, is vinyl that, like, big? And I was like, I'm telling you, the second
Especially I tell people
vinyl is going to be sold, people are into listening to their music in an analog way. Like,
totally.
they want to hear everything.
Also,
like, all the
owning
little,
it.
Yeah.
Like, streaming, we don't own any of that. If
no.
it goes down, we're all going down.
No, you buy the record and it's going straight back to the artist, so that I can provide more things for you guys to listen and enjoy, and more music to play for you guys. And like, that's like the coolest part is like, at least how like I work with anything that I ever make with art is like, any dollar in to my music or like what I get paid for shows goes straight into an account that goes straight into recycling
music,
and making in the art. And like, that's the only way that I process it, because all I want to do is like keep it reciprocal.
Totally.
And keep it going so that I can just put out more and like continue doing it, because I love doing it, you know?
Yeah. That's a good segue to our fun drive blip that we have to do. That
Woo-woo.
We're also that way. All of our money we make goes right back into the station, and you've got paying for electricity, space, all the DJs volunteer their hour. There's so much more that goes into all of this.
Yeah.
And we prioritize local artists because that's what we do. We're
community station. Thank goodness you give us a platform.
Yeah. And we're no algorithms, no AI, human programmed. Chase here is the station director.
Hi, Chase.
You
want to
give yourself an air horn?
I can air trumpet it.
I gave myself a special one. Thank you.
Yeah, I got you. I got you on the mouth trumpet.
Honestly, that was pretty good. It sold. I thought it was that. Honestly, yeah. Honestly, you're really good at that.
Thanks. I learned from a really good friend. I like couldn't do it at first, and then I was just like, I did Le'Veon Rose. And I mouth trumpeted it to a marmot on my backpacking trip this past summer. And
oh,
that was
wow.
how I got in my reps to learn.
Yeah.
It went from like, you know, just blowing, grumbling. And then I was like. Oh, that was a little out of key, but you know what? Whatever.
I'm honestly really impressed.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's insane. Good job.
Thanks.
Well,
you too.
You know, when you have a lot of downtime, you can learn some weird things.
You know, every guy I've dated says I have too much downtime.
Well, I wondered if, is any of your music, I know a lot of it's processing feelings, a lot of it's nature. What's your songwriting process like?
Oh, break my heart.
Yeah.
I'll get into it.
And that's the first part.
Man, I don't know. That is such a loaded question. I'm sure you get that in how many interviews you probably do. Songwriting really is so not linear.
Yeah.
It is absolutely, for me, chaos. And the way that it's not how everything is formed, but just... It is here, it is there, it is under there, it is over here. It like never comes the same. Sometimes it's a flush song. Sometimes it's spur of the moment. Like, I looked back at all the songs on my record, and like one of them, It's Us, I sing, I wrote it the night of my best friend's birthday because I didn't have a gift for her. And I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know. Like, I really want to write her a song. Like, that's what I want to do. And I sat there at midnight and it came out flush, like easy in seconds. And then sometimes you work on a song and I like my one song Match, for instance, I like piece that together for months and like sat at a coffee shop and asked my friends for input on lines. And, like, it's never all the same. Usually I think... To come back to a basis, though, of where the songwriting stems from is, I think, with a guitar in my hand, how the writing comes through, I'll just, like, free flow. I'll play some simple chords.
Notes app.
Yeah, you notes app. And I feel like if I'm playing simple chords, I'll just, like, start rambling on and be like, da-da-da-da-da, mountains and this and that and ba-da-do and woo. And all of a sudden, you're starting to hear yourself. You're almost like verbally processing what you're going through. And then you're like, actually, that's a line. Actually, that is what's happening right now currently in my life or what I'm feeling, like my feng shui at the moment. And you just kind of run with it, you know? It's like a rope toe. I don't know if, speaking in terms of snowboarding, if you ever like get the hook, you just like go with it. You like have to like grab on, hold on tight and woo and like run, you know,
and then
get off whenever it's time to get off. Like, you're like, this makes no sense anymore in terms of writing. There's a point where I'm like, that is silly and it doesn't respond well with the other lines I was saying. But yeah, I don't know. There is no linear space for it. But I know that forcing things for me has never really worked. I go through bouts just like I think everybody does of writing and then not writing.
Yeah.
And
I feel like that's how art ebbs and flows.
Yeah, it just comes when it's ready, you know? And sometimes you need to put a little more attention into it. Sometimes you have to, like, challenge yourself. I think one of my favorite exercises is to go around, like, walk around in the evening or morning or whenever, you know, and have some space for yourself and write down in, like, a 10-second, time frame something you're feeling, seeing, like tasting, smelling, just tap into your senses, into the moment and the present time, see if anything valuable is there, and only give yourself like that 10 seconds and then see if anything you can run off of that. Like,
yeah,
I wrote something last week. I was telling myself, I was like, I'm not writing anything new. And I was having a really hard time. And I started with that theory. And the first thing I think I wrote was like orange reflecting off like the blue window pane. That didn't sneak into the song. It was the next line about sneakers tied around a telephone wire. And why am I still stuck out here in the rain? And then it boom, boom, boom. And it kept going and going into this budding, blossoming, booming, full-fledged song now. Like, it's there.
I love that.
From top to bottom. And I was like, you proved to yourself, you challenge yourself. And I think that that is also a key importance too, just like practicing.
Yeah.
You have to challenge your brain to write for the sake of writing.
I feel like, yeah. And that, I feel like that's how I am with art too. There's days where I'm like, you have to just draw today.
Yeah.
Something small.
Yep.
And then there's days where I just like can make a whole entire book.
Yep.
And I don't know, there's no rhyme or reason, but it's also ADHD.
Yeah, I have ADHD so
fully
bad.
Fully plays into that.
But you know what?
I'll get tunnel vision.
Each day that you did that was just as good as the day that you wrote a full record or the day that you sang one. Like, even every day that you show up is really important in this, because like, I always like to tell myself there is one thing that's promise is that like there is an end to it all, like for all of us. And like, that might sound morbid and bleak, like whatever, but it's true. And it's like, so every day, I think I found a new found gratitude for things last year when I had vocal cord surgery and I didn't think I was going to sing again. Sorry to like throw that randomly in there, but it did really make every day, even when my voice cracks, even when I don't feel like getting up to like practice, even when I didn't want to finish my record or I didn't like a song that much, I was just like, you know what, I'm really stoked to be here to do it. I'm supported in my love for this, so I'm gonna keep doing it. You know, and like, I think that there is value in all of the days in between that you show up for yourself and the thing that you love doing.
Sometimes those moments of like health crisis, like those do show, those we get it at a different level
than
other people sometimes.
Yeah.
And you're just like, take advantage of everything.
Take
like,
advantage of everything.
Know. It's like if you lose someone young and you're just like, no, like it could actually just go in a minute.
No, it can. It is really, that's like an unfortunate reality, is like grief and the struggles and pain that we have had to endure in life is literally the perspective in which you then get to carry through your life and how you show up as a person. And I think that really shows who, like, it makes your character. It builds your character. I think so many people, like, I've talked to my parents about it, my friends, and sometimes they've been like, oh, like, you know, you went through this and this and this. Well, doesn't that, you know, make you feel this type of way or this type of way? And I'm like, I would never change any way that I was brought up or anything I've ever been through to the moment that I'm here now. Like, some things I wish didn't happen, like in ways, like that sucks. It's awful. It's not good. But enduring and making it through has made me the woman that I am. And I don't get to write the cards, and we are in control of only so much. And the things outside of our control, your resiliency and your way of responding is all you have control over. So push through and respond the way that you would like to in order to see another day, you know, and what face are you going to put on that day? Like, how are you going to, you know, move through this emotion, this thing?
There, I want to say one thing about that before we get in. We'll play your Tyler Childers song after this.
Yes!
there was an interview by Anderson Cooper with Stephen Colbert. And Stephen Colbert says that he, like, both his parents died, like, in a car accident or something when he was little. And he said, it taught me to love the thing that hurt the worst, because it teaches you, like, how special life really is.
Yeah.
And Anderson Cooper, like, starts bawling in it, so I might start bawling. But obviously you wish those didn't happen, but, like, that happening does show you, like,
that happening is what allows you to see, like, how wonderful it is that we get to wake up. And we, and it sounds like cliche, but like, every day that you get is truly a privilege and an honor, you know. The sun gets to rise, and like, feeling I woke up at 5 a.m. on my 25th birthday just because I was so dog tired. I was like, oh my gosh, I stayed up to 2:30 doom scrolling. And I was like, that was dumb. You know what? And I was like, and I'm going to wake up at 5 a.m. to see the first light of my 25th birthday. Stupid. It was just because I wanted to see the first sun.
Yeah.
Because I'm never going to be 25 again seeing the first sun of that day. And it's so that it's just that simple, right? Like, you can take it back to simple moments of things and, like, existence. And totally. It's really awesome. It makes it all worth it.
I feel like your bond in nature really shows with this album.
Thank you.
If you're just tuning in, I've got Trinity Jane on with me. Her album, Wishbone, came out last month. And she has an album release show this Sunday at Mississippi Studios. She's curated it. So before we get into Tyler...
probably one of my favorite artists.
It's so good.
Ever.
I wanted to let everybody know, if you call and you give in the next, I'll go till 4 because I'm going to be on JBJ's show too. If you call and give to my peer-to-peer page or JBJ's, or you donate at all, I will be sending you one of my cool new stickers that I designed. And then, yeah, you can call and donate, or you can donate through xr.fm, or you can call us at our pledge line, 503-233-9729. We have two prizes today. You get entered to win one Moto Show's Big Day Out. It's a $400 value. And then you also get entered to win our grand prize, which is an arborist service valued at $1,200. So, yeah, support X-Ray, support local artists. Here we go. Here's some music.
Back before birthdays were something she dreads. Back before children had settled her friends. Back when the radio spoke to her heart. Oh, girls, they wanna have fun. Oh, Nita, I know that I'm younger than most, but I'm willing if you got the time to buy us some wine. I lay here awake and I laugh at her jokes. She is referencing movies I'm too young to know, and I'm letting her lead as we dance in the dark. Oh, girl, I'm falling in. Bro at the door.